Welcome to Shom Achshav and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishman Sarim Biakav Sholem Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the opinion that Benoyach Ne'erog Af Al Huborim, meaning a goy cannot cause a miscarriage. A Jew doesn't have an issur to cause a miscarriage. Maybe it's not the right thing to do, but it's not considered to be ritzich, it's not considered to be a murder. But a goy who kills a fetus, that's considered to be a murder, and he's killed for it according to this mandoma. The Maharsha over here in the Chiddush HaGadus says that according to this, this is the pshat in the pasuk in Shmois, that when Paro told Yocheved and Miriam to kill the children of Am Yisrael, so it says for that Yoimer Melech Mitzrayim Lamiyaldois Ha'ivriyos. Why does the Torah add the word Ivriyos? They were Jewish. He says because Paro knew if they were not Jewish, and he's going to tell them to kill the fetuses, to kill the children of Am Yisrael, to give the Chayav Misa. So how can he ask them to do such a thing? So he says, you're Ivriyos, you're Jewish. You're allowed to kill a fetus, b'mei imoy. So therefore he came and he gave him a whole simon. Well, how do you know when the baby is not born yet? That's the Gemara in Soita tells us, given the simonim, when exactly the baby comes out, and before that he's considered to be still b'mei imoy in the womb, and therefore you're not Chayav Misa for killing him. That's the emphasis on Miyaldos Ha'ivriyos. The Pasha's Joachim and Jush Zayin, he takes his Maharsha and he adds to another level. Because it says by the Miyaldos Ha'ivriyos that they gave birth to the kids. And in addition, it says that they also would feed the kids. So the brings a medrash that there was kelis b'toch kelis. Loi dayon shloi kimu es dvorov, eloi doisifu la'asois lehem toivois, that he went and they feed them. So he explains the Parshas Joachim, that really what's going on in Paro's mind, Paro's conversation, it goes with the Chakira that he himself, Parshas Joachim, speaks about earlier in the Sefer, and Beis Hashem will get back to that in the next daf, in which is, are the others, do they have a din of a Benoyach or Yisrael? Before Am Yisrael received the Torah, what are they? Benoyach or Yisrael? It's a Machlekes and the Rishonim. What is the din of the Avos Koydem Matan Torah? Now, in addition, the Parshas Joachim adds that the mitzvah of tzedakah is only on a Yisrael, not on a goy. Why is that so? So he brings the Gemara that says that when Shofar Sarosha asked, why do you come and you feed the poor? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu made them poor, so how can you go against the Rotzon Hashem? And he brought him a mashal. He says, if a king put a slave in jail to punish him, and someone goes and feeds him, someone goes and supports him, he's rebelling against the king. He can't do that. So answer Rabbi Akiva, that's true if you put a slave into jail. But if you put his son into jail, if the king put his son into jail, and someone goes and feeds him and supports him, isn't he doing the Rotzon of the king? Of course he wants. The king wants his son to be supported. So therefore, that's why we're called Bani Matan Hashem Elokeichem, so we support the poor. So says the Parshas Joachim, that's all good by a Jew who's called Bani, by a goy not. A goy who's poor, he needs to remain poor. He's considered to be a Evet, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be poor. You can't help him like you can't help a slave of a king who's put into jail. So says the Parshas Joachim, the idea of tzedakah is only by a Jew, not by a goy. So comes Paro to Miyaldos Ha'ivriyos and says like this, Mimon Hashach. What do you hold? You hold that you're a Jew or you're a goy? If you hold that you are a Jew, so you could kill the babies when they're in the me'eimim, there's no issur, as the Gemara says, because only benoyach is ne'erog al huborim. So why didn't you kill them? Elama, you hold you are benoyach. You're not Jewish, and if you're not Jewish, you can't kill the fetuses. So why are you supporting them after they were born? Because if you're a goy is not allowed to give tzedakah. So what do you hold? You're a Jew or a goy? On that answers the Miyaldos. He says, no, we are Jewish. And therefore, we support the kids that were born. Hi, why didn't we kill them? The Jewish woman, they give birth on their own before we come. So we can't kill them before they're born. But we consider ourselves Jewish. And that's why we're doing tzedakah. That's the Parshas Joachim explains the whole mahalach of the conversation between Paroi and the Miyaldos Ha'ivriyos, Yocheved and Miriam. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.